Fred, talk to me a little bit about the upcoming Fort Wayne Farm Show and some of the things that you guys are excited to exhibit and put on display this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is the 26th annual Fort Wayne Farm Show. It's going to be January 13th, 14th, and 15th. Again this year, Purdue Extension in the Northeast Indiana Soil and Water Conservation District have put together our educational seminars for all 3 days of the show, and those seminars are just second to none. In addition to that, we've got the large equipment, the sprayers, the combines, the tractors, and then the new technology and services to really help our farmers produce a great yield.
When we look at events like the Fort Wayne Farm Show, why are these so important for farmers from around the state to maybe get up there? Not maybe they can't get every day, but at least get one of the 3 days that it's going on.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can take a look at our website. The farmers can, I'll give that later. If there is just one day, they're going to be able to make it over there and kind of pick and choose the seminars that are most important to them. But to me, just like any other professional occupation, there's a continuing education that goes along with that process. We like to believe that the Fort Wayne Farm Show can be that continuing education process for the farmers. They can come there and whatever it is they're looking for, we're kind of a unique situation because they can compare this type of a tractor, this type of a combine. There's going to be the dealers, plus in a lot of cases, the actual factory representatives will be there so they can understand how this product, this service, this piece of machinery is going to work better for them. In addition to that, they can sit through these seminars that will better help prepare them to produce those yields that are so important.
As farmers go into the 2015 growing season, is there, with tighter margins pending, what are some of the advantages and some of the things that folks can take from attending the farm show that they can utilize on their operations?
Well, when they come in here, as far as like I say, when I'm talking to about the different seminars that are there, we're going to have seminars that are going to talk about the farmland taxes, and in addition to the farm bill, they're going to be discussing that, different nutrients, restrictions. They're also going to be talking about the grain market. So right there, just the very basics of what's going to be important, livestock markets. That's all just the basics for these farmers. In addition, discussions, like I say, on the farm bill, this is early enough in the season where they can make their buying decisions and really apply them so that once the planting season comes, they'll be ready to go.
And not to mention the educational sessions, but a chance to look at products that they can use on the farm as well as equipment, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have all of the majors are there. With the new lines that they've got, we're going to be expanding the building. The building's under expansion now. So for 2016, we're going to have like 140 new booths that we should be able to fill up as we've got a waiting line to get into the show right now. But still today, when they come into the show, they're going to be able to see the latest equipment that our exhibitors have to offer. And like I say, all of the majors will be there. We've got a pretty impressive lineup of the large equipment.
What else do we need to know about Fort Wayne Farm Show?
The show dates are going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Each day of the show opens up at 9 a.m. Tuesday, we'll close at 5. Wednesday, for those farmers and ranchers that work off the farm, we're open until 8 o'clock at night. And Thursday, the last day of the show, we close at 4 o'clock.